Hi. So we are holding Huff Hay on the Days by the Mishnah. Okay. So continuing on the topic of Temura, which I guess, by the way, I was wrong in saying at the beginning of the parak that we're done with it. We still have dinim Temura to deal with in this parak. Mishnah says, "Harezu Temuras Ola Temuras Shlomo." Suppose a person says about an animal, hello. Suppose a person says about an animal, this should be a Temura of an Ola or Temura of a Shlomo. Now, what does that mean? Is it a Temura of both of them, or is it a Temura only of the first one? Harezu Temuras Ola Divrei Meir. He says Temuras Ola Temuras Shlomo. No, so then does it mean? Then he means that it should be a Temura of both. So what does it mean? Harezu Temuras Ola Divrei Meir. So Meir says it's a Temuras Ola on the ground that, as the Gemara calls it, Tfois Loshen Rishon. You go according to the first expression that he used. He said Temuras Ola. That takes effect, and he can't change it by saying also Temuras Shlomo. Somewhat similar in a way to the previous Mishnah, where he said the mother animal should be a shlomim, and the baby should be an ola, where the mayor had said once he says that the mother is a shlomim, that he can't say anything different about the baby. But Rabbi Yossi says no. Again, like he said in the previous Mishnah, it's not exactly the same thing, because there it's not a matter of choice, Lashon and Rishon. There it's a matter of can the baby have a separate status than the mother, but it's vaguely similar, that Rabbi Yossi says, Im l'chein niskaven chila, if that's what he meant to begin with, when he started saying Temuras Ola, he intended to continue Temuras Shlomim, then hoyo v'yefshel likras beis shem eskachas, since it's impossible to say the words Ola and Shlomim at the same time, Dvarav Kayamim, then what he said is valid. In other words, we say we don't just go Tfois Loshen Rishon and ignore everything he said afterwards. We do assume that it makes up a complete statement. So it's half Temura of Ola and half Temura of Shlomim. One Chafei on the Bez,
right? What does that mean?
Well, that's on Amud Aleph, actually, on the Bez, that Mishnah.
Wait,
on the Bez, yeah. That's the Mishnah over there at the bottom. So Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlomim would be, therefore, this animal is half Temura of Ola, half Temura of Shlomim. You can't be mocked with it, of course. You can't be mocked with an animal that's half one part and half the other. Well, what it means is, therefore, you wait till it develops a mum, sell it, use half the value of it to buy an Ola, half the value of it to buy a Shlomim. And by the way, Rashi points out, it would have to be, in order for it to be valid, now we're going to learn in a Mishnah at the end of the Perek that we're going to talk about it, but if a person just says Temuras Ola without actually referring to a specific Ola, then we're going to say that the Mishnah is going to say over there that doesn't work. It has to be that he's saying it, that he's having in mind a specific Ola that he has at home or something. So over here, when you say Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlomim actually says, let's say he has in front of him an Ola and a Shlomim. So he says on this animal, Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlomim, again, Rav Yossi says that both of them can be valid. They don't necessarily contradict each other. The Gemara talks about in various places, in Baba Basra and in some other places, that you don't necessarily say that if the two things contradict each other. But here, they don't necessarily contradict each other because the animal can be both. It can be half Temuras Ola and half Temuras Shlomim.
You have a half an Ola and half a Shlomim.
Okay, you're not listening because this is what we just said. Because what you do is use half the value of it for an Ola and half the value of it for a Shlomim. So in that sense, the animal itself is not being brought as either an Ola or a Shlomim, but half the money. It's not, because you find. But after all, we know that a Temura can be chal on an animal that itself you can't be makor. It's possible to make a Temura using a Balmum. The Balmum itself is not going to be brought as a Kurban, but it still has Kedusha in that you have to sell it and use the value for that type of Kurban. So therefore, over here also, what it is in effect, this animal is like a Balmum, or it's not yet a Balmum, it doesn't yet have a Mum, but you have to wait till it develops a Mum. It's like any other Psul Amor Kedushin, you wait till it develops a Mum, half the value of it goes to an Ola, half goes to a Shlomo. The Im Misha Oma, Temuras Ola.
So 1 second, does it have Kedushin Samim only or Kedushin Sagur? That's my question.
Okay, in effect, I guess you could say it has Kedushin Samim. Oh. We're going to get to that point in the Gemara, actually. But
that's the name.
Okay, fine. It doesn't really have Kedusha by group in the sense it can be marked. It doesn't have the Kedusha in the sense that you can be marked with it. That's fine. So what?
That's
okay, fine.
No, I'm just asking what it is.
However, continues Rabbi Yossi, if after he said Temuras Ola, he changed his mind and said, actually, I'd rather that it be Temuras Shlomim, I raise it Temuras Ola, then it's a Temuras Ola because we have to go according to the original wording that he said.
So that's like the Tanna Kamma.
No, well, Reb Meir said you always go according to the first Lashon, even if he said it, the Toshka de Dibron, even if there's no change in his mind, Reb Yossi says it depends whether he changes his mind. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yitzchak for Reb Yossi, Amar Reb Yosef, really, Amar Reb Yechanan. It's supposed to be about Yosef. All over Shas is called Reb Yitzchak for Reb Yosef. Anyway, he's an Amora. He says in the name of Reb Yechanan, Hakol Moedim, Ba'oim Tochol Zu, Va'achakach Tochol Zu, everybody would agree, both Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, that if he said, this one should be Chal, and then that one should be Chal, Divrei Hakol Tfois Loshen Rishon. Then everybody will agree that you go according to the first Lashon, because once the whole thing is a Tmuras Oila, it's not able to become a Tmuras Shlomim. There's no room for the Kedusha of Shlomim to be Chal on it. So therefore, even Rabbi Yossi will have to agree that in that case, it only has the Kedusha of an Oila. On the other hand, Loi Tochol Zu Eleim Kein Cholsa Zu. On the other hand, if he says that this one should not be chal unless that one is chal, in other words, he makes them interdependent, then tarvayu kachi, both of them would agree, both Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, that it has both kedushas. Even Reb Meir would agree that in that case, it's half oila, half shlomim, and in that case, you wait till it develops a mum, etc. Lo nechluku el kagoyin mishnah stein. The machlokes is only in the case of our Mishnah, to da'ama tmuras oila tmuras shlomim. We use the exact expression that we have in our Mishnah, tmuras oila tmuras shlomim. Well, there was a slightly different gear, so the Rambam has a bit of a different gear, so tmuras oila u tmuras shlomim, whatever. The point is that he repeated the word tmuras. The Rav Meir Sabar, Rav Meir takes the view like this. Mida havale lamema, tmuras oila u shlomim. Now, he could have said, tmuras oila u shlomim. He didn't have to repeat the word tmura. Instead, va'amah tmuras oila tmuras shlomim, instead he uses the expression tmuras oila tmuras shlomim. What that means is, Reb Meir says, habyolei fa'amah tochol zu, va'achakach tochol zu. It's the equivalent of him saying that first one should be chal, and then the other one should be chal, which we just said, that everybody agrees that in that case, only the first one is chal. So for that reason, Reb Meir, so in other words, actually, Tosfos points out really then, it's not really, according to Reb Yitzchak Bar Yosef, it comes out, it's not even really sort of so much a matter of Tfois Loshen Rishon. Tfois Loshen Rishon would mean that even where both of them could be Chal, we're still going to say that only one of them is. That would be Tfois Loshen Rishon. Here we're not really saying that, according to this explanation. We're actually saying that we look at the fact that he said it this way amounts to that he made two separate statements where we interpret the first statement as being to exclude the second one.
But how would it be the Lashon Rishon?
Well, Tfois Lashon Rishon would be if he said Tmuras Oila Ushlamin, let's say, and we would say Ushlamin, let's say, and we without the second word Tmura, and we were to say it's only Tmuras Oila, then we would say that's on the grounds of Tfois Lashon Rishon. But like this, it's not truly. I mean, the Gemara is using the expression Tfois Loshen Rishon, but it's not really in terms of the taste that we're talking about over here. It's not really that. It's really because he repeated the word Tmura. So it's really more a matter of that we're interpreting what he said to be two separate statements where the one excludes the other one.
So the second one or the first one?
Well, the first one necessarily excludes the second one. Once it's a Tmura Sola, it can't then become also afterwards a Tmura Shlomo. Again, if you were to say that they...
Because
the first one, he said first, and once the first one takes effect. First Lashon Rishon is slightly different. That would mean we look at the first one and we completely ignore the second one. Here, if there hadn't been here, in effect it comes out like that, but not for the reason that's First Lashon Rishon, but rather just because the fact is you already have a first expression that completely excludes the second one. Reb Yossi Sava, whereas Reb Yossi takes the view.
At the time of the first expression, there was no second one.
That's not, okay, fine. Yeah.
At the time of the second expression, there was.
That's fine, yeah, okay. Right, but the point is, in other words, that Reb Meir, he was saying that Reb Meir would agree if he said Tmuras Oilo Shlomim, that it could work. Had we said Tfois Loshen Rishon, then we would, even in that case, we would say it's only Tmuras Oilo. So it's not totally based on Tfois Loshen Rishon. Reb Yossi Sava, whereas Reb Yossi takes the view. The person had a good reason to use the expression Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim, repeating the word Tmura, not like Reb Meir says, because he wanted to imply that it should be first one complete Lashon and then afterwards a separate one, but rather it's based on a misunderstanding. The person might think that if he says Tmuras Oila Ushlomim, Hava Amine, he's thinking to himself, he may misunderstand what the din is. He may think, if I do that, then the animal is going to have kedusha, but we're not going to be able to be mocked with it, which in fact is the case, but Kamash Malan, so therefore the Mishnah is telling, in other words, why is he saying Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim, according to Rabbi Yossi? Because he truly thinks, how am I going to make this animal be able to be brought as a korban? If it's half, I know that if it's half one and half the other, it can't be brought as a korban. So he thinks to himself, I'm going to call it first Tmuras Oila, then I'm going to call it Tmuras Shlomim, and one or the other one of them will take effect completely on the animal. Therefore, we can be makrovet as either an Oila or a Shlomim. So he's saying Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim, not like the mayor says, because he wants to say first one should be chal and then the other, but because he thinks this is the only way to make it that it will be able to be brought as a korban, that it will end up being one or the other
by suiting the second.
Yeah, okay. And the point is, therefore, that's Rav Yossi's point. Therefore, that we can't do that. We don't in fact say that he's accomplished by that he's made it all Ola or all Shlomim. Instead, we say what he accomplished by that is he made it half Ola and half Shlomim. And therefore, in fact, he thought he's making it something that we can be makruv. But now we're telling him that, no, actually what you've accomplished by that is you've made it into something that you cannot be makruv. Okay. Fine. Turn it up, Bob.
So that's the halacha?
So the halacha is like a vehicle. Turn it up on. You learn in a braisa. Rashi brings over here in Shitta B'Kubetz. Also brings over here a Lishna Achrina, as we often have in Shas, a different word, a Lashon Yerushalmi, as Rashi calls it. That Reb Meir is the one who thinks that the person is making a mistake. That he thinks if I don't say Tmuras twice, then it means that it means we're not going to be able to bring it as a korban. And Reb Yossi is the one who's saying that not. Okay. Anyway, turn it up on. We learn in a blaisa. Person says this animal should be half Tmuras Oila and half Tmuras Shlomim, which is slightly different than the case of our Mishnah. That's more similar to the middle case of Rabbi Yitzchok with Rabbi Yosef, that if he said this one should only be chal if that one is chal. So like this, he's saying it should be half Tmuras Oila, half Tmuras Shlomim. Yeah, okay, the point is, in other words, the din is it has the din of half and half. So what do you do with the actual animal? Kula tikrav oila divir a mayor. So the mayor says you bring the whole thing as an oila. Again, tfois loshen rishon, once he said that half of it has kedushas oila, then we have the concept of poshta kedusha bakula, which we learned earlier in the Masechta, that we had a machlokes earlier in the Masechta. If a person says about, for example, the leg of an animal that has kedusha, whether the kedusha extends to the whole animal or not. But even if we say that not, everybody agrees that if it's davar shana shama floya boy, if it's a vital organ, then there's no question that kedusha goes on the whole thing. And a half of the animal is a vital organ. An animal can't live with half its body missing. So there's no question. So therefore, the mayor says kedusha of oila will be chal on the whole thing. So that's your mayor. But the chamim say, which is similar to Rabbi Yosi, tira ad shetistoiv. No, you leave it to graze until it develops a mum. The macher, then you sell it. The yavi vidmei chesya tmuras oila or vidmei chesya tmuras shlomim, and then you use half the money towards a tmura of an oila, which has pretty much the same din as an oila as far as how you actually mark with it, and half of it for the value of a tmura of shlomim. So actually, no, that's not like Rabbi Meir. That's not like Rabbi Yossi. That's a third opinion. Rabbi Yossi continues in the braisa. It depends. Im lakach niskaven betchila, we have to look at what he originally intended. If he originally intended that should be half and half, then since it's impossible to say two things together, dvarav kayamin, then what he said is valid, and therefore it's half oila, half shlomo. So, well, in other words, you can't physically say the words oila and shlomo at the same time. Hashem can do that, shomer v'zacha b'dibracha, right? But the human being can't. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, the fact that he said tmuras oila and tmuras shlomo in that order doesn't show that, like the mayor says, that it means he wanted half of it to be an oila, and then once half of it is an oila, then the rest becomes an oila. No, we say he meant to begin with that it should be half and half, and he just couldn't say the words together because it's physically impossible to. So the question is, Rabbi Yossi Hainu Rabbanan. So the question is, isn't Rabbi Yossi in effect saying the same thing as the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan are saying that you sell the animal after it develops a mum, and half of it goes for oila and half of it goes for shlomim. Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing, that dvarav kayamin, that what he said can be valid, and it's half oila, half shlomim. Isn't that essentially the same thing? The answer is kula Rabbi Yossi katanila. The answer is the Braisa, the statement of the Chachamim in the Braisa is according to Rabbi Yossi. We don't have three different opinions in the Braisa. We have Rabbi Meir, and then we have Rabbi Meir, and then we have the Chachamim who argue against him, and Rabbi Yossi is those Chachamim, and he's clarifying, why am I saying that it's half Ola, half Shlomim, because you can't say two words together, and therefore it doesn't mean that he contradicted himself. Okay. Tanya Idach, then we learn in another Braisa, Vehema Chetzi Ola Vechetzi Chach. Now what happens, the person says, half the animal should be an ola, and half of it should be a chatas. Chatas, you have more complications. You have the issue of chaparet amesis that we learned about before. So, kula tikrab ola divra meir. Rab Meir says you bring it as an ola for the same reason. Once you said half of it as an ola, then the whole thing becomes an ola because poshta kudusha b'kola. Rab Yossi oma tomus. Rab Yossi, on the other hand, says it's going to be a chatas amesis. Because, again, we have to look at what he said afterwards. We have to look at the opposite of Tfois Lashon Rishon is the Gmar Dvar of Adam Nispas. We also hold a person to what he said at the end of his statement. Now, what's the problem over here? Rashi learns the problem is the person is not Chayav HaChatas, so therefore it's going to be a Chatas HaMesa because he wasn't Chayav HaChatas. So it's not something, a Chatas HaMesa in general, is any animal that has the Kedusha of Chatas, but you can't bring it as a Chatas. That's the case over here because he's not Chayav HaChatas, and therefore it's a useless Chatas, and therefore it's Tomus. Tosfos asks on that, we have a Gemara elsewhere in the Dorim, that if a person was not Chayav HaChatas and he says on an animal Harezu Chatas, nothing happens. So if he's not Chayav HaChatas over here, why should we say that it's a Chatas and therefore Tomus? So the Ri explains in Tosfos that actually what we're talking about over here is not that he said it should be a Chatas, but rather it's that he said it should be a Tmura. So half of it should be a Tmura Chatas. So he has a chatas, or somebody else has a chatas, and he gave permission to be meimer with it, as we learned in the first parak, and he's making a tmura from the original chatas onto half of this animal. So therefore, now that works, because even if he's not chayav chatas, making a tmura chatas can still be chatas. So therefore, well, no, in other words, if he himself was chayav chatas and he made a tmura with his own chatas on behalf of this animal, then okay, you know, he was over on the avera, he was over on the issue of making a tmura, but you still have an animal that has the kedushas chatas that can't be bought. If it was the other person's animal and the other person gave him permission to make a tmura with it, same idea. In other words, he has an animal here that has kedushas chatas, and the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam to have a third way of looking at it, which is very simple. We're talking about over here a person who is chayav chatas. So he says that this animal should be half ola, half chatas, and there we go. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, I mean, Rashi and Tosfos don't want to understand that way, apparently, because they would take the view if the person is actually chayav chatas, then how is he designating only half the animal as a chatas? He's not going to be yotzei neder with that anyway. No, he's not as neder as chiyuv with that anyway. Okay, I don't know. Anyway. Fine, so that's Rabbi Yossi says Tomus. V'shovin ba'oimah chetya chatas v'chetya oila. They both agree that if it was the other way around, he said first that half of it should be a chatas and then that half of it should be an oila. Shetomus, then for sure it's Tomus, because then for sure, according to the mayor, so the question is, shovin mani. So the question is, shovin mani. What do you mean they both agree? The mayor pshita, of course according to the mayor, it's going to be a chatas amesa. According to him, the whole thing now has the kedusha of a chatas, because he says choice Lashon Rishon, and this person is not chayav chatas. So what do you mean that according to him? So what do you mean that we have to say he agrees that he agrees that it would be tough. It's obvious, yeah. The answer is, yes, but you would think like this. If we weren't told this part about Shobin, you would think like this. You would think, maybe Rav Meir's reason why he says the animal becomes, in the first case, all Ola, where he says Chetzi Ola v'Chetzi Chatas, is not based on Tfois Loshen Mishin, Ela Hainu Taima, Chatas Moreves Treva. Maybe Rav Meir's reason is, he does say that the animal is half Ola and half Chatas, but maybe Rav Meir holds that it doesn't matter. If you have an animal that has two Kedushas mixed in it, it's fine, you can be mocked with it. And therefore, if that were the case, therefore, following that logic, even if you were to say chatas first and then oila, kreva, it could still be brought as a korban, because after all, fine, you could say that it has two kedushas mixed in it. Fine, we could say that Meir would hold that you're able to be makar with an animal that has two kedushas mixed in it. Therefore, the Braisa wants to tell us that no, Rav Meir's reason is actually based on Tois Loshen Mishin. Therefore, he says, whichever one you said first is going to be chal on the entire animal. So if you said Oila first, then the Kedusha of Oila is chal on the entire animal. Therefore, you're offering it as an Oila. And the fact that you said Chatas has no effect, the fact that you said Chetzi Chatas has no effect. And if it was the other way around, where you said first Chetzi Chatas, then the whole thing becomes a Chatas. And as Rashi is saying, you being a person is not chayav Chatas. Or as Tosfos is saying, you being a person who's made a tzmura of a chatas, you now have a useless chatas, which is going lamissa.
How can you say, according to Rav Meir, it could be both at the same time? When Rav Meir holds that it's a chayshan.
That's what we just said. We could argue that maybe Rav Meir does not hold first loshen mishin. Maybe in our Mishnah, Rav Meir is saying that you can be mak with it, and similarly in the Braisa, he's saying you can be mak with it on the grounds that so what? It's got mixed up kedushas in it. Big deal. You can be mak with it anyway. They're both things that could be brought to the korban, an ola or a shlomim or an ola or a chatas or whatever. So therefore, Rav Meir doesn't care about loshen mishin or not. He's just saying, okay, let's say this animal is half ola, half shlomim. Big deal. I hold you can be mak with it anyway. No, which being told that actually it is that he holds Tfois Loshen Mishin, as Rabbi Yosef had said at the top of the Amud. Therefore, in the case of Ola and in the case of Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlomim, it is only Tmuras Ola. In the case of Chetya Ola, Chetya Chatas, it's only Ola.
It's like saying, if you had thought that that may have would hold,
yes,
that it can be both together, no, we can't.
That's the point. That's the Braisa. Yes, the Braisa wants to tell us what Rav Meir's reasoning is. It wants to confirm what Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Yosef had said at the top of the Amud. Okay. Fine. Tanya Eidach. Then we learn in another Braisa. Alma Behema Zu Chetzi Oila V'Chetzi Shlomim. Person says on an animal it should be half Oila, half Shlomim. So the din is, Kedusha, it has Kedusha, the Eina Kreva, but you're not able to be mak with it because it has two different Kedushas mixed up in it. Oisa Tmura. Furthermore, such an animal is able to produce a tmura. If you took another animal and said, I'm making it a tmura for this one, then it would be chal. And what happens? What's the din of that tmura? You have an original animal, which you said is half oila, half shlomim. So that animal has now a din that is half oila, half shlomim, in the sense that, as we said in the Mishnah, you're going to have to sell it once it develops a mormon. Yeah. So now, but the point is, it's able to produce a tmura, meaning that to a certain extent it has kedushas agus, but and the tmura, or tmurasa, kayotibai, and the tmura is going to have exactly the same din as it, that it's going to be half tmurasa oila, half tmurasa shlomim. Same thing, you're going to have to wait till it develops a mum, and then sell it and use half the money for an oila and half the money for a shlomim. According to the mayor, it does. But according to the mayor, that's what we said, Tfois Loshen Mishin. But according to Rabbi Yosi, we said, as long as you said it all as part of the same thought, then since the two things don't necessarily contradict each other, then we hold both of them, and therefore it can be half one, half the other. Yeah.
So
Rabbi Yosi, well, yeah, because of the Dibra, and Rabbi Yosi is saying, Rabbi Meir, you're telling me that once you said the first one immediately, that's chal. No, because the fact is, it's humanly impossible to say both of them at the same time. Had he been able to say them at the same time, he would have, and therefore, even when he said it, Rabbi Zachariah, it also works. Yeah. Okay. So the Tumorah has the same din as this, that's half Ola, half Shalom. So the question is, Mani. Which Tana is that Braisa like? Rabbi Yossi. Apparently, it's according to Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Meir would disagree and say it's all oiler. Well, the question is, shifted the Kedosh of Ein HaKreator. Of course, it's Kedosh, but you can't be mad with it. So the question is, what is the Braita telling us that we didn't already know? We already know Rabbi Yossi's opinion from our Mishnah. What is the Braita adding? The answer is, Tmurasi. Okay, but the Chiddush of the Braita is in the case of its Tmurah. The Maudetema, because if the Braita hadn't mentioned that the Tmurah has the same din as the animal itself, as the original animal itself, you would think, Nihi Dihi Loikorva, granted the original animal itself, you're not Makriv. Because it's half Ola, half Shlomim, but Tmurasa Tikrav, but the Tmura you would think maybe you could be Makriv, especially because the Shittim Kubetis adds a line in the Gemara over here. After all, you didn't explicitly mention, when you made this Tmura, you didn't explicitly mention the word Ola or Shlomim. So it's one thing with the original animal, you mentioned Ola and Shlomim, so fine. It's now half Ola, half Shlomim, and you can't be mad with it. But the Tmura, you just said this should be a Tmura instead of that one. You didn't explicitly say anything about Ola or Shlomim, so maybe you should actually be able to be mad with that Tmura from Hashem alone, and that is why the Braita tells us that no. Either one or the other. So Tosfos would have to ask the question, how does the Gemara even think? How does it have a Havam and it think that the Tmura should be any better than the original animal it came from the Koyach? But Tosfos says that maybe what it means is, in other words, that maybe you could argue that he meant it should be a Tmura replacing one half of the original animal, replacing the Ola half or replacing the Shlomim. So in other words, you could have thought, when he says this is a tmura for that, maybe he didn't mean this one is a tmura for the whole animal over here. Maybe he meant this one is a tmura for the ola half of this one, or this one is a tmura for the shlomim half of this one, and therefore you'd be makriv it as an ola or shlomim respectively. Kamash malon, that no, he means the entire animal, and the entire animal being half ola, half shlomim, transfers to this one, and you have the same situation. Okay. So the Gemara says, why indeed? My shnahi delikaira. It's not a question, actually. It's finishing off the statement. Because why indeed does Rabbi Yossi not say any of these things? He doesn't say, you didn't say Olo Shlomim on the Tmura, therefore maybe it's only one or the other. Or like Tosfos says, maybe you only meant half of one or half of the other. No, because my shnahi delikaira. Because after all, we have to consider, why is it the original animal you can't be makriv? Dehavila kedusha dechoya. Because you have. It's a rejected kedusha. Because since it was designated half Olo, half Shlomim, you can't bring it as a person. You can't bring a half an animal. Therefore, Tmuras and Nami. Well, it's Dechoya from being brought to the carbon. It's like a Balmor in that sense. Tmuras and Nami, the Koyach Kedusha Dechoya Kaasya. In that case, then the Tmura of it is also, it's coming from the Koyach. The Tmura only has Kedusha by virtue of the original animal. It's only a secondary Kedusha that it got from the original one, and it comes from a Kedusha that was rejected. Therefore, you can't be Makar of it either. And we can't say any of these things. You didn't say Olo or Shlomim about it, or you only meant half or whatever. So now Rabbi Yechanan says, here's another din related to this, talking about animals that have half kedusha. Behema shel shnei shufim. Suppose you have an animal that belongs to two partners. Hikdish chetya shaloi. Now, suppose the one partner was makdish the half that belongs to him. Now, usually we would say if you makdish half an animal, the kedusha goes to the other half, as we said, parsha kedusha b'kula. But over here, that can't happen because the other half belongs to the other person. You can't be makdish something that doesn't belong to you. So now what happened? Because of a loka chetya acheres, then he went and bought the other half, or he bought out his partner, the hikdisha, and he was makdish the second half of the animal. So now you have the complete thing is, the complete thing has been designated as a korban. However, the din is, says Rabbi Yechanan, kedosha v'ena kreva, it is kadosh. However, you cannot bring it as a korban because, as we're going to say in a second, it's dochli, it's rejected. V'oisa tmura, it is able to produce a tmura. V'tmurasa tayesiba, and again, like in the previous case, if tmura will be like it, that'll have the same din that it has kedosha, but you can't be mad with it. So that's the thing. It has to be. So actually, the Tosfos talks about it elsewhere, and Reb Chaim Moser and Achiezer talks about it. We have to be talking about that he bought that he was makdish the second half. If it was just that he wasn't makdish the second half after he bought it, then for sure the kedusha doesn't spread to the other half because it was already blocked when he first was makdish that half, and it doesn't automatically spread once he buys the other half. But here, where he was makdish the other half, now the whole thing has kedusha. You would think, okay, now you should be able to makdish with it. And Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that now. Why is that? Shmami Natswas. Based on what Rabbi Yochanan says, we can see three dinim that Rabbi Yochanan holds. Number one, Shmami Natkedushas Domim Nicha. Number one, you can see that even where something only has Kedushas Domim, in this case, when he was Makdish the half originally, it was obviously only a Kedushas Domim, because you can't be Makdish with half an animal on the Mizeach. So therefore, it only had, in that sense, Kedushas Domim. Well, that's the point. That nidcha, yes, because you would have thought otherwise that the whole concept of dichui, the whole concept that an animal is rejected as a korban and can never be acceptable again, would only apply if at one point it had kedushas aguf. Here it didn't. It only had thus far when he was makdish the first half. It only had kedushas damim. Nevertheless, we say nidcha. So that's the first thing. Ushmamina bale mumin, it says on the side nitzvin. Number two, we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that living animals are able to be nitzvah, which we've discussed in the previous perek, and the Gemara has in various places in Shas. We have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rab on that topic, whether bale chayim nitzvin or not. The halacha actually is like Rab, that they're not. That the whole concept of dichui only applies to non-living things. Like, for example, the blood of a korban after that korban was shechted, or other such things. But not, there's no difference for live animals, even if it was rejected from being brought as a korban for a period of time. Eventually, once it becomes kosher again, then you can bring it. That's what we discussed the other day, for example, in connection with the Se'irim of Yom Kippur, that once you make the new girdle and you have a new Sari La Azazel, then the original Sari La Shem goes back to being kosher again, as opposed to a coincidence of Yechon, and it doesn't. The third thing we see from this is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that even something that is dichui mi'ikrei, where to begin with, when it first came into the domain of kodshim, it was already at that point nidcha. Now, you have a concept, you have a machlokas in Masechta Sukkah on the question, is it that dichui only applies if you had something which originally was suitable to be used for the mitzvah, then it was rejected for some reason or another. Now the question is, can it become acceptable again? Or do we say, even when, to begin with, when it came into existence, or when it became an object for a mitzvah or whatever, already then, it was already rejected to begin with, it was already unsuitable then, would the concept of dichui apply? Evidently, Rabbi Yochanan holds yes, because what happened over, that's exactly what happened over here. When it first came into the realm of Kedusha, you were makdish half of it, the half that belonged to you. It was dichui at that point, because you couldn't possibly bring a half an animal as a korban. And we don't say that, well, that's not considered dichui. We don't say it would be considered dichui only if at one point it was usable as a korban and then became unusable, and now you're asking whether it goes back to being usable. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't make a difference. Tosfos points out, you have a long Tosfos over here. What? Well, no, so it's not usable. It's not. Dichui mi'ikrei havi dichui is considered dichui, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Dichui
mi'ikrei havi dichui. That even though it was nitcha to begin with, as of when it first came, in other words, okay, again, the classic case of dichui is you have an animal or you have an object for a mitzvah or whatever that was usable for the korban, let's say, then for one reason or another it was rejected, now it becomes usable again, and the question is it acceptable again as a korban or not? Here it didn't go through that first stage. It was never usable as a korban in the first place, and yet Rabbi Yochanan is saying that dichui applies there.
Because it started
as something dichui, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying even if it started out as nitcha, then already it is, yes.
So he says,
Dichui, Mi'ikroi, have a gift.
He holds of Bale Chaim.
Okay, he holds Bale Chaim Nidchen, that's a separate thing. But for example, Rashi refers to a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses over there the question. We know that if any of the Dalad Minim have the top cut off, then they're possible. Now you have, it can often happen, in particular with Hadassim, it happens that even if the top is cut off, then a berry or something can grow over there, and therefore it looks whole again. So the Gemara discusses the question, what if you had, let's say, that the top was cut off before Yom Tov, and then, okay, so come Yom Tov, when Yom Tov started, when Sukkot started, the top was still cut off, and therefore the Hadas was possible, and then sometime during Yom Tov, this tomorrow, this little berry thing grew on top. If we say, Dichui Me'ikre Havei Dichui, that means it was unusable for the mitzvah at the beginning of Sukkot, and therefore it remains that way. If we say that not, then it would be kosher, because Dichui Me'ikre is not Dichui. The Gemara has other discussions over there. There's a whole concept of Dichui apply to other mitzvahs or only korbanos. But anyway, the point is, over here, if we were to say Dichui Me'ikre Loi Havei Dichui, then we would say, if had there been a point previously when this animal was usable as a korban, and where this animal was designated as a korban and usable for that, then it became kosher, and now you ask if it can become kosher, we would say that not. But here it was never kosher for a korban in the first place. Therefore, maybe it shouldn't apply. And Rabbi Yechonin is saying that the din of Dichui still applies. Now, Tosfos brings up the point. So what's the difference between Nas and Kedushas Damim? The whole point is, why are we saying it has only Kedushas Damim? Because you can't bring it as a korban. So therefore, the first and the third things that we're saying over here amount to the same thing. Well, okay, so Tosfos points out there can be differences between them. For example, let's say, for example, Tosfos brings a case which we're going to learn about in Christmas. Suppose you have, for example, you have a yid who habitually violates a certain mitzvah. So the din is he can't bring a korban even if he is over on that mitzvah b'shogeg. So you have, let's say, for example, a person who habitually eats chaylev, knowing that it's awesome. Suppose it happens one time that mistakenly he eats a piece of chaylev, not knowing that it was chaylev. He can't bring a korban.
Because it's
called a mumer. You have psukim. We'll learn about it in Christmas, says the Shem. We talked about it briefly here and there, but in Christmas is the main place we talked about it, that he can't bring a korban for it until he does tshuva. So now, let's say, for example, you had a mumer 8 chaylev b'shogeg. He set aside a korban. That korban is nidcha me'ikra, because to begin with, when he set it aside, it was possible to bring because of his status. Then, let's say, he did tshuva. So now he is the kind of person who's suitable to bring a korban. So now, the animal has kedushas aguf. It's not just kedushas damim, but it was nidcha me'ikra. So there you have an example where something can be.
Okay. He did tshuva after he designated it.
Yeah. So now the question is, will the animal be kosher for the korban? If we say dichri mi'ikri habi dichri, then no. If we say balakai mitzvah, yeah. Kedushas domin doesn't come into the picture. And vice versa, Tosfos says, you could have the other way around. Let's say you've got another example. You could have, as we learned in Zvachim, you had a case over there where blood of a korban gets mixed in water. Where you had a case, let's say you had a basin, a mizrach full of water, and some blood of the korban starts falling into it. As every little bit of blood falls into it, it becomes bottle. So even if in the end you have a lot of blood in there, and therefore it looks like blood, it's going to be possible. So there you have an example where, again, there's no kedushas damim doesn't come into the picture, but it's dichui me'ikra. So you see that dichui me'ikra and kedushas damim are not necessarily the same thing. You have,
but once there is blood falls in the water, it's min shen
and min. That's true, and min the shen and min, it's in the bottle. Because it is bottle but right. So, but in particular, if it doesn't, in particular, if it doesn't look like blood, then it's possible. So now, even though in the end you had more and more blood drip in there, and now it does look like blood, nevertheless, it was dichui me'ikra, because, Okay, fine. Hakol moedim, heichad da'am achetya oyla v'achetya ma'isir. Now, says Abaye like this. Everybody would agree that if a person were to say on an animal, it should be half oyla and half ma'isir, divrei hakol oyla kreva. Everybody will agree that it's broader than Ola because this that he said the second thing as Meiser is meaningless because the only way to separate Meiser is where you're counting them as we learned at the end of Bechoros. So therefore we ignore the second thing that he said and therefore there's no Meiser in here at all and it's only an Ola. Tosfos learns a little bit differently. Tosfos learns that we're talking about, let's say, the person is actually counting his animals for Ma'aseh Behemah. So he says that I want, when the tenth one starts coming out of the pen, it should be half Ola and half Ma'aseh. So the fact that, so what happens is that the higher Kedusha of Ola, which he is saying verbally, overcomes the Kedusha of Ma'aseh, which he has to actually count it as the tenth one. Now, of course, you're going to have the question, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, as we said before. So Tosfos takes that up in a minute, but let's first finish the Gemara over here. Anyway, Abaye says that if he says, What about Hechad Amachetit Smura Vachetit Meiser, Vachetit Meiser, right? What about if he says it should be half Smura and half Meiser? What's the din then? Neither one is stronger than the other in a certain sense. Because Tmura is, says this question, is Tmura Kreva? Do we say, therefore, it's offered as a Tmura? Shekein Nehegas Bechala Kodshim, because you could argue Tmura has a stronger status because it applies to all Kodshim, as opposed to Meiser is more limited in its applicability. A Dilma Meiser Kreva, or maybe it's offered as Meiser, Shekein Makdash Lechon of Al-Asav, because Meiser, as we learned at the end of Bechoras, has the strength to also give Kedusha to the animal before it or after it if they were miscounted as a 10th animal. And the answer is Teiku, so we're not sure what to do with the animal in that case, so therefore we can't offer it on the carbon.
So we let it graze
till it develops a moment. So Tosfos points out, again, we're talking about over here, let's say, if he were to say, we learned before, we had the case over there where the person says, when the Bechor mostly comes out of the womb, I want it to be an Oila, and we said that didn't work, because Divrei Rab, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishayim, Hashem said it becomes a Bechor, you're not able to override that by making an Oila. Why is Abaya saying over here, according to Tosfos' explanation, that it would work to make it from being Meiser, which should be the 10th one, into making it an Oila instead? So Tosfos answers that we could be talking about over here, that he says when it starts coming out of the pen, it should become an Oila. Now, the din is, we learned in Bechoras, that it only becomes the 10th one, and only becomes Meiser when most of it comes out of the pen. Not finishes, when most of the body of the animal comes out of the pen.
So, therefore,
in other words, again, by Bechor, we were saying at the same moment when it should become a Bechor, he wants to make it an Oila, and that doesn't work. But here, it's a second before. He wants to say it should be an Oila, and according to Tosfos, Abaya is saying that would work. Actually, the Chazon Ish wants to say a little bit differently. He wants to say even it could even work in this case, even if most of the animal came out, because in the case of Bechor, if you were to do that, you're completely uprooting the din of Bechor. The din of Bechor is never going to apply again to this animal, or for that matter, to any other animals that are born to this mother animal, as opposed to over here. Okay, so you designated the 10th one as an Oila instead. Big deal. The next one that comes out will be the 10th one, and you'll bring it as Meiser Bechor. So he wants to say, therefore, that maybe that's another reason why we don't have to say, like Tosfos is talking about, that he wants it to happen, that he wants it to take effect only when the head of the animal goes out. Maybe it even works if he says that he wants it to take effect when most of it comes out. Okay, Mishnah says, let's talk about the different expressions that a person could use to make a tmura. It's kind of funny when you get down to it. I mean, we've noticed this kind of thing before, that you'd think the more basic dinim tend to come towards the end of the Masechta, and the more oddball dinim come towards the beginning. So the Mishnah says, Hare zu tachas zu. If a person says this animal should be tachas that one, or tmuras zu, or the exchange for this one, or chalifas zu, or the swap for this one, hare zu tmura, all of those are expressions of tmura, and therefore he's getting malchus, if he did it for Mazid and it was Aiden Basra, he's getting malchus for making a tmura, and both animals have to go through, as we've been learning all this time.
One animal is in front of him while he's doing that?
Yeah. Well, one or both of them are in front of
him. What do you say for
Arabian people? Zechalifati, Zechamurati.
So why do you repeat that?
Well, because the words Tmura and Khalifa, I guess, have slightly different shadings of meaning. But what the exact difference is, I don't know. I'd probably have to see, for example, if you have those words in Tanakh, and Malbin probably
that
talks about them when they come up.
Can a chicken be a tmura itself?
Well,
it's symbolic. Can be a tmura another animal.
Well, okay, symbolically. I mean, you're saying that, I mean, after all, we have the reason why we use a chicken in particular is because a rooster in particular is called gever, which is the same word as one of the words that means a man. And therefore, in that sense, you're using it as your tmura and your chalifa. You're using it as your kapara. And instead of that, by rights, you're saying that I, by rights, should have to be shechted and so on and so forth. And instead, yes. On the other hand, if he says zu mechulelas al zu, but if he says this animal should be mechulel, should be deconsecrated onto the other one, then ein zu tmura, then that is not a tmura. So therefore, zu mechulelas al zu. If he has an animal of kodshim and he puts next to it an animal of chulel, and he says this one, the kodshim should be mechulel onto the second one, so it's not a tmura.
So
well, that's the thing. One second. If the original animal was, if the original animal was a Tongan, nothing happens because you can't be Mahalo, you can't be Mahalo a Tongan, a Tongan. If it's a Baal Mum, then fine, you Mahalo it onto the other animal and good. Now you have another animal that you can use for a carbon. But you haven't been over on the issue of Tamura.
And if it was a Kachin?
That's what we said, it was Kachin. There's no, if you mean, you can't be Mahalo a whole animal onto a whole animal, of course that's meaningless.
No.
Yeah. If it was a Tam, nothing happened. And therefore the Mishnah continues. V'mahoya hektish Baal Mum. If the original animal of hektish was a Baal Mum, and you said this other animal should, this one should be mecholol on this other animal, yoytzel acholin, good. Then the original animal goes out to cholin. It has the genuine of psula amakdashin now. So you can't shear it, you can't work with it, but you can shecht it and you can eat it. The tsarich lases damim. However, you do have to figure out the value of it and make sure that the new animal cholin is worth at least as much as the one of hektish, because you don't want to do a na on hektish. You don't want to cheat hektish out of the appropriate value, as we'll discuss in a moment. So the Gemara says, "Lememrz tachas lishna dat." See who? Are you telling me that? Now we have to realize the word tmura. Another term that we can use for tmura is to mean maxis. Maxis, in general, you have a term in the Gemara where you're taking one thing and you're giving the status of it to something else. For example, in Nadarim, you have the concept of maxis in Nadarim, where you said that one thing is osir, and now you're saying another thing should be like this one. You said, for example, let's say that this bread is osir to me, and now you're saying that this meat should be like this bread. That's maxis in Nadarim, for example. So maxis is a general term that means you're taking the status of one thing and applying it to something else, which is it somewhat the same as tmura. So the question is, therefore...
Tmura is
exchange. Well, tmura is... Okay. No, it's exactly the same, actually, because by tmura, the original animal retains its kedusha, and the new one gets its kedusha. By tmura, that's...
Are they both kurdish?
They're both kurdish. Vahayahu, tmurasi, yekurdish, the Torah tells us. And the same thing by nadarim. Well, it's more you thought that you were going to exchange, but actually you're not making an exchange, you're not making a swap. What you're doing is you're taking the kedusha of the original one, and it remains on the original one, and it goes on to the new one as well. Exactly as when you mock the synodot. The bread is also, and the meat is also.
One second. What is the difference between designating two animal kachim or one tmura to the atunah?
Because tmura, there's an issue in the Torah to do. If you do, to begin with, if you do lachrayus, like we learned in the previous parak about a chatas, for example, there's no tzmura involved, that's fine. You can be makdish, two animals. One of them is going to be for the actual chatas, and the other one is a backup in case the other one gets lost or what have you, that's fine. But here we're talking about you will makdish one animal, and then you want to swap it out with another one. Torah b'ra'i rabba torah, as the pasuk says, and the Torah is telling you can't do that, and if you do, the Torah penalizes you, and they both become kurdish. But Amman writes famously at the end of Hilchos Tmura that even though essentially all the mitzvahs are chukim, we do them because Hashem said so, even if we don't understand the reason, but then Amman says maybe a logical reason behind it is that the Torah realizes that Hashem understands that people are cheap, and a person has designated an animal for a korban, he's very likely afterwards to start regretting it and saying, you know, I should have designated a cheaper animal or something. So therefore, the Torah doesn't, the Torah tells him, you can't play games with it, right? Okay. Anyway, so the question is, remember the tachas lishnadat pusi. Are you telling me that the word tachas implies being matpis, taking the kedusha of one thing and applying it also to something else, like matpis minadarim? Or the meaning of the Gemara says, I have a contradiction. A Braisa says, Kod she bedek abayis, when it comes to the contradiction that about the word tachas. So let's look in the Braisa, and then we'll see. Kod she bedek abayis, when it comes to Kod she bedek abayis, if he has an animal or whatever, Kod she bedek abayis, and he says, and he says, Oma chalifas zu tmurasu, if he takes another animal and says that this should be the chalifa, or this should be a tmura of that one, loyamakum, and what he said doesn't count for anything, because there is no tmura by kodshe bedek abayis, with the end of the first paragraph, but tachas zu, mechulela salzu, but if he uses the expression tachas zu, or mechulela salzu, dvara payamim, then what he said is valid. So in other words, here, in our Mishnah, we had four expressions. We had tmura, chalifa, we had tachas, tmura, chalifa, and mechulelas. We said the first three accomplish a tmura, accomplish that the kedusha goes to the new one and stays on the old one, and the fourth one, mechulelas is different. Here, when it comes to Kodesh Berga Bayis, we're saying a different grouping. We're saying Chalifa and Tmura are one grouping, and Tachas and Mecholalos is a different grouping. So here, we're putting Tachas together with Mecholalos. The Sakudaita Kedushna de Ekposi, if you're going to tell me that Tachas amounts to that you're saying the Kedusha of the one stays on it and goes on to the other one, Maishna Resha or Maishna Seifa, then why would there be a difference? If we said that Tmura doesn't apply to Kodesh Berga Bayis, then the word Tachas shouldn't work by Kodesh Berga Bayis. Why does it work over there and it doesn't work? And whereas an Orem Mishnah was saying it makes a Tmura, Amar Abaya, Abaya says because it can actually have two meanings. Tachas, Mashkachas lo Lishna de Hipusi, the Lishna de Acholi. We can actually find in Tanakh where the word Tachas sometimes means that we're using, that something is in the place of something else, in other words, where the original thing retains status and you have a new thing, and sometimes it can mean volition of achuli, sometimes it can mean replacing it where the original one becomes chulin and the new one becomes hektish. Volition of achuli, we see that it can be a loshen of being matpis, where the original thing keeps its kedusha and the new one has it as well, dichtiv, because you have a pasuk being tachteho tamer gabaheres. You have an expression by Tzarah, if the Baheres remained Tachteho. Now, what does it mean? So what does it mean? It doesn't mean that the Tzarah went away and then a new one came instead. It means the Tzarah remained in its original position. So the same thing over here. The Hektish remains in its original position. So Tachas can mean that. And on the other hand, Da'achuli, on the other hand, the word Tachteho, the word Tachas can also mean a lotion of being Mechalo, that you're taking something out of one status and putting something else instead of it. Dichtiv Tachas and Achoshes, Obi Zohav. A pasuk in Yeshaya, that Hashem says that instead of the copper, I will bring gold. Hashem, the pasuk is saying over there how that all the treasures and everything that the goyim stole and robbed and everything from the Jewish people throughout all the generations, Hashem says I'll bring back even more. So instead of the copper that they stole from you, I'll bring gold. And there, what it is we're replacing one thing with another. In the place where the copper has gone away, and now you have the gold instead. So we see the word tachas can have both those meanings. So therefore, it depends on the Torah, in other words, is leaving it up to the Chachamim to determine what tachas means in each case. V'hilchach gabe kodesh mizbeach de'avdin tmura. Therefore, when it comes to kodesh mizbeach, where they're capable of producing the tmura, because we said the kodesh berga bayis or not, then we should assume, then the Chachamim assume, that the word tachas is meant in the first sense, that the original thing retains its status. Reproduce, in other words, yeah. Jabi kodesh berga bayis, so like avdin tmura, as opposed to kodesh berga bayis, where they're not able to produce a tmura, lishna da'achulihu, then we can say that the word tachas means where you're replacing one thing with another. Here is mastership to kodesh berga bayis. It could be... Yeah, let's say, for example, it was a behemoth tmeo, like a horse, it could be a behemoth balas mum, it could be a table. That's the point. In other words, if he wants to say, for example, let's say he was machdish this table to Berga Bayis, now he says, actually, I want to keep that table for myself, so I'm going to take this other table and use it and then put it instead of this one. So then fine, that works. So with Kodesh Mizbeach, you'd be making a Tmura. But with Kodesh Berga Bayis, instead, fine. So this table now becomes Cholin, and the other table becomes Hekdesh, and now we have to give that one to Berga Bayis. Omar Rabba, afilu b'Kodesh Mizbeach nashkachas lo lishna da'achulihu. Actually, says Rabba, even when it comes to Kodesh Mizbeach, you can have, it's not necessarily a given that always tachas means that you're reproducing the kedusha, that the original one keeps its kedusha and the new one is also getting it. You can have a case where tachas means that you're replacing one with the other. He's going to show you a hektish baal mum. Namely, for example, as we said in our Mishnah, suppose that the hektish was baal mum. So then, in other words, when you say tachas, you can't bring the original one as a carbon. Therefore, now we should assume that it's an exchange. Amar Rashi, Afilu b'mal mum nami mashkachas lo lishna da'achuli, or mashkachas lishna da'achuli. And Rav Ashi says that actually, even when it comes to a bal mum, you can have the word tachas can sometimes mean an exchange, and sometimes it can mean to mean matzis. It depends what he did. Yodei akodesh chulha. If when he says this one should be tachas that one, if he placed his hand on the animal of kodesh and said this one should be instead of should be tachas that one, then chulhavi, then it amounts to that he wants to be mechalal it. So therefore, so now what happens is therefore the kodesh one replaces the chulin one in the sense that now their status is swapped. So the kodesh one becomes chulin and the chulin one becomes kodesh. Yodei achol kodesh habi, but when he says zu tachas zu, if he placed his hand on the animal of chol, then what we say is it's a loshen of atpusi. Then it means he's trying to make a tmura. Because after all, a kodeshim bal mum are able to produce a tmura. It is possible to say if he had not used the word tachas, if he had used the word that one should be a tmura for this one, for sure it would be chal. So therefore, Rav Ashi is saying, by the same logic, it can even be chal with the word tachas if he places his hand on the chulin one. Because if he meant to change the status of the kodesh one, he would have put his hand on that. The fact that he put his hand on the chulin one implies that he wants to make a tmura, and therefore it follows the usual rules of tmura, v'hal yohu tmura se yekodesh. Okay. Boy Abaya. Okay, so Abaya asks like this. Hoyu lefon of shei behemoth shel kodesh balos mum. Suppose a person has in front of him two animals of kodesh, of kodshim, that are both balos mum, who shei behemoth shel chulin tmimos. He also has in front of him two animals of chulin that are both tmimos, that could be brought as korbanos. V'omar harei elu tachas elu, and he says, these should be tachas these. Mahu, so what would be the din? Is it considered a tmura or is it considered a chilul?
Is it
a chilul? In that case, then fine, it works. The original animals, bal mum, become now psulam ukdashim, become chulin, except for gizav avoda, and the new ones become kodshim. Or do we say it's a tmura and the original ones still have the kedusha anyway? Do we say that by saying these should be tachas these, does he mean to make to be machpis, and therefore he means he made a tmura, therefore he's getting malchus for making a tmura, or maybe we should say kol hecha de ikeh hatera. We should say a general rule that wherever there is a heter way of accomplishing something, lo shavik inish hatera va'avid isura. We're not going to assume that the person is going to abandon the way of doing it beheter and instead doing it beisur. Given that over here, the word tachas, as we just said, could have two possible meanings, is it that we would say that we assume he's trying to make a tmura, therefore he'd get malchus, or do we assume that he would probably, given that he could just as easily be doing it in a way of chilul, which is mutter, then we would assume that he's doing it that way. He's not going to adapt to go do an iser when equally well he could be doing a heter. In other words, obviously, if he were to use a loshen of tmura, if he says elu tmura is elu, there's nothing to talk about because he obviously chose the way of iser. But over here, the question is, do we assume that he, the person will not abandon the way of Heter, but over the Isura, and instead do it in a way that's also, where he's doing the same thing anyway, and he could equally well be doing the same thing in a way of Isura or a way of Heter. The imtim saloima kol ika deheicha atera the ika atera loshavik inish va'avodi sura. If we're going to say that yes, wherever you have a possible way of doing it that's mutter, which is equally as saying the exact same thing anyway. So he's not going to do it in a way of iser, where instead he could do it in a way of heter. Then let's ask a different question. Ask Sabaya. Hoy lefon of shtei behemes shel kodesh. Suppose he has two animals of kodshim, v'achas mehen balas mum. Now, unlike in the previous case where both of them were balas mum, only one of them over here is a bal mum. And remember, that means that when the other one is a tamim, you can't do a pidyon, you can't do a chilul for it, you can't do a chilul of a behemoth, that's a tamim. So Ushtei Behemoth Shokulin, Va'achat Mehen Balaf. Right. So now he has in front of him two animals of Kodshim. One is a Tmima, one is a Balasimum. Ushtei Behemoth Shokulin, Va'achat Mehen Balasimum. He has two animals of Chulin in front of him, where, again, one of them is a Tmima and one of them is a Balamum. But Omar
has... Two Balamumim, one is Kodshim.
And one is Chulin. And two Tmimas, one is Kodshim, one is Chulin. Yeah, obviously. But Omar Harei Elu Tachas Elu, he says, these should be Tachas these. Mahu, then what? That's what we have to figure out. Mahu, then what's the deal? Mi Omar Tmima Tachas Tmima Lat Pussy. Do we say that he meant that the Cholin Tmima should be Tachas, the Kodshim Tmima, which is a matter of being Maxis. There, in that, he's made a Tmura, because there we can't say that he would have done the Heter instead of doing the Issu, because there is no Heter way of doing that.
He's making the
Cholin Tmima as a Tmura for the Hektish Tmima. And therefore he's getting Malchus for that, because
there's...
So both animals are crazy. And he's getting Malchus, right? And balas mum tachas balas mum la'acholi, and the balas mum is replacing the balas mum as far in a matter of chilul, which means, in other words, therefore he's only chayav one malchus for the one tmura. Or yuma, or maybe even what he meant was tmima decholin tachas balas mum dehektish, balas mum decholin tachas tmima dehektish. Maybe he's trying to actually make two tmuras, the tmima of the cholin instead of the tachas the balas mum of hektish. And the balas mum of cholin tachas the tmima of hektish, and therefore, in other words, the point is, in other words, Rashi says over here he's obviously doing an issu on one of them. So do we assume, therefore, that he's trying that once he doesn't care about doing one issu, then we would assume he's doing two issurim. Therefore he's getting two malchus, or maybe not.
He exchanged
two tmimas for two balei mum. But the question is he doing tmima for tmima and balas mum for balas mum? In which case he's only doing one isser, or is he doing tmima for balas mum for tmima, and he's doing two isser? And then he'd be getting double malchus, and we would say maybe that once he doesn't mind doing one aveira, then maybe he doesn't mind doing two.
Well,
that's the question. Was he over on one, or was he over on two? Is he getting one malchus or two? Yeah, look, the toy v'ra'i, ra'a v'toy, it takes effect either way, yeah. Because we know for a fact that he did one of them the issur. There's no question one of them was the issur, because you can't swap out a tmima of kodesh. Because once we know that he already did one, that's what Rashi says of it here. Hoyo be Epsha Belovidi Surah Bahada, since it's impossible, he has to have inevitably done an issue with one of them. Ikalamema, you could say he hated the Baha Obidi Surah Baha Namila Ikhbaf. Like, since already we know he did an issue with one, he doesn't care to do an issue with the other one, Vada Kosidi, and therefore we should judge that what he said was to be Mathis, and therefore he's doing two Tmuris, and therefore two Malchus. Well, yeah, that's the question. The im tim saloimar, so if you're going to answer. Well, fine, all right. But he also gets himself double malchus. The im tim saloimar kol hecha de ike hetera loy ovidi sura, you could answer that, yes, as long as there is some way of doing some part of it beheter, loy ovidi sura, then he's not going to do an isser. So we would say that one of them, there's no question he did an isser, so obviously we're going to have to hold him to account for that. But the other one, we're going to assume he would have done beheter, because he had to say, therefore, that the tmima was instead of the tmima, and the balas mum was instead of the balas mum. And the one beheter is balas mum for balas mum, because that is mimachalo. And the other one we would assume was a tmura. So then, so therefore we would assume the second one was only meant to be machalo, the loy loki, so he's not getting malchus for that. Then, if you're going to say that, then Abaya asks the question, let's increase the number of animals. How you look one of sholish behem is shokodesh? Suppose he has in front of him three animals of kodesh. Va'achasnan balasmum, one of them is a balasmum, ushloisha behem is shokolim tmimus, then he has in front of him three animals of kolim that are all tmimus. Va'omah harei elu tachas elu, he says these should be instead of these. So now, what do we say? Mi amrinan midi tmimus tachas tmimus lat pussy. Since the two tmimos that are instead of the true tmim. That is obviously tmimatis, and obviously he's being the kodshim without a moment. So he's swapping out, he's trying to make a tmura of two tmimos of Kulin for two tmimos of kodshim, and that means he was over on two isurim, and he's getting so far two malchus. Since that's the case, tmimos nami tachas balas mumlat pussy, then the third Kulin tmima is presumably also to be makbis instead of the balas mum, and therefore he was over on a third aveira. Ojilma, hochanami, or maybe even here, we say, kol hecha de'ikeatera, loy avadi surah. Maybe even here we say, fine, he was over on two Isurim so far, but we're still gonna say that maybe the third one, since he has a way of accomplishing it, the heter, because the word tachas can equally well mean to be machalo, then he's not gonna do the isur. And therefore we would say, yes, two out of the three, he's making a tzmura and he's getting malchus for it. But the third one, even though he used the same word tachas, we're gonna divide up in effect, in the previous question and in this one, the question is, are we going to divide up the one word tachas? You said elu tachas and give it two different meanings in effect. Right, say that where it means tmura, then it means tmura, and where it could mean chilul, then it means chilul. That's the question. Do we do that? The im tim saloma hochonami, so you might answer that yes, even in this case, you would say, kibin da akasi gavra lo yitzchazik liyisuri, you could say yes. But the person does not yet have a chazaka of doing yisurim, because you need three times for a chazaka. So therefore, he's only had two so far. So you would say, so therefore you could argue that he's not going to, therefore you could argue that he's still not going to abandon the way of Heter in order to adapt to do it. We're going in a series of questions with you. And by the way, since, as usual, that I'm passing the points of the Imtim Salimah, then the answer is, so far, in all these cases, we're going to say, wherever it's possible to assume that he did it for Heter, then we're going to assume he did it for Heter. In the case of the one, in the case of the two, and now we're asking about the three. Well, that's where we're figuring it out. But still, he doesn't have a chazaka of doing the issue yet. So three times would be needed for a chazaka, and here we only have two. So if you're going to say that, and again, then I'm duly passing things like that because of the interim dilemma. If you're going to say that, then boy, Rav Ashi. Then Rav Ashi asks, what about, let's increase the number of animals. Hoy l'fon of arba behemoth shel kodesh, what if he has four animals of kodeshim, v'achas man balas mum, of which one is a balas mum, v'arba behemoth shel kolin, he has four animals of kolin that are all tmimos, v'oma hare elu tachas elu, mahu, now what's the din, is he getting malchus for all four of them? And also the question, of course, you know, do all eight of them now have kedusha, or only some of them? He has three tmimos of kodshim, one balas mum of kodshim, then he has four tmimos of cholin. He puts them all next to each other, and he says these four should be tachat these four.
What does that mean?
So what does that mean? Does it mean hocha vade kibin de ischazet gaver b'isuri? Here we already have a chazaka on him, that he has a chazaka that he's doing the issur, because there's no way out of it that three of them he's done the issur with of tmura. Therefore, because whether he did do it,
there's no way that he didn't do it.
The issue, that's what I meant. Yeah. So therefore, b'kulam lucky b'arba malchus. Therefore, he's getting four malchus altogether. Once he has a chazaka of doing it by three, then already we say the fourth one also. Oidoma, or maybe not. Afagavi chazik v'isura. We could argue, even though he has a chazaka of doing isurim, and he already did three times, still we would say lo shavik inesh hater v'avad isura. We would still say that he's not going to abandon the heter and do an isur where there's a way to do differently. V'havi basrei salacholi. Therefore, the last one comes out that it was only to be mechalalit, not to make a tumura. And therefore, he wouldn't get malchus for that fourth one.
In other words, for the last one, we're saying that...
We would say wherever it's possible to assume that he did it beheter, then we're going to assume that he did it beheter.
By saying tachas
in the connection with a baal mum. So an answer is taken. So we don't give him that fourth malchus then. Okay, we'll wait over here for Myers. Sure.